This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father, how powerful He really is. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 4. This is where we left off on yesterday's broadcast. And it fell on the day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned into to eat bread. Hallelujah. And she said unto her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little place for him to live in our house, like a bedroom." And verse 11, "And it fell on the day that he came thither, and he turned unto the chamber and lay there. And he said to the Gehazi's servant, 'Call the Shunammite and ask her, what can I do for her? They've been so good to me.' Verse 13, he said unto him, 'Say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this thy care. What is to be done for you? Would that be spoken to the king or to the captain of the host?' And she answered, 'I dwell among my own people.'" She was humble. And he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi said, "Hey, they can't have a child." Verse 16, he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "No, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie in to your handmaid." And a woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elijah said unto her, according to the time of life. Hallelujah. See, things may seem to be impossible with you and your circumstance, but our Father is the God of the impossibility. Hallelujah. And maybe you and your husband are not able to have a child, but God can intervene. Hallelujah. Verse 18, "And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers, and actually he died. And they put him on, brought him to his mother, and at noon he died in verse 20. Hallelujah. And she went up and put him on the bed of the man of God and laid him there. Hallelujah. And she went running for the man of God. Verse 26, "Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee?" This is what Elijah said to his servant as she was coming. "And is it well with your child? Is it well with your husband?" He said, "It is well." Look at the faith she had. And she just started to bust out crying. In verse 29, Elijah said to Gehazi, "Gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand and go thy way. And if they meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute you, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child." But nothing happened. Hallelujah. In verse 32, Elijah came into the house. In verse 33, he went in therefore and shut the door upon him. In verse 34, "And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. And he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes." Hallelujah. Look how powerful our Father really is. This child is like maybe a situation that is dead on you. But don't be rocking the dead baby. Just believe God can raise up that situation and give you another opportunity again. He can bring it around again. Hallelujah. If he did it for the Shunammite lady's son, he can do it for you. Just don't give up on your dream. Maybe it seems that so many people against you, and what the Father had promised to you has no chance of ever happening. Maybe the odds are against you, but our Father loves when the odds are against you. He gets the most glory. He wants to prepare that table for you right in the midst of your enemy. Allow him to do so. Hallelujah. Don't be fooled by what you see in the natural. Let the super overtake the natural and become the supernatural. Satan's weapons are carnal, but ours are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Let him do it. Turn the battle over to him. That's what David had to do. That's what Jehoshaphat had to do. Turn the battle over to him, and he gave them the victory and the spoils. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. In verse 38, "And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said unto his servants, 'Set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets.' And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine, and gathered therefore wild gourds into his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage. But they didn't know that this happened. And the men started to eat, but there was death in the pot. It was poison. Verse 41, But he said, then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. Look at the Father did with a little bit of meal. How much can he put into your situation? Hallelujah. Just to bring you to the top. It doesn't take much. He just wants your faith to believe. Hallelujah. That he can do it. Hallelujah. Verse 42, and it came a man from Baal Shelisha, that's from devil's territory, and he brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and full ears of corn and a husk thereof. And he said, give unto the people that they may eat. And there were so many people. And his servant said, what shall I set before 100 men? He said, there, again, give the people that they may eat. But thus said Yahweh, they shall eat and shall leave nothing thereof. Hallelujah. So he said before them, and they'd eat and left thereof according to the word of Yahweh. Look at how the Father multiplied the loaves and the barley. Look what he did. Look what he did. Hallelujah. To make sure they're all filled. And he can do the same thing for you. Maybe you don't have much money and you're having a problem buying food, but he can minister to you. He can make sure you and your family are full. He can do it. Just turn the problem over to him. Because we said on previous broadcast that everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this point, you recognize that the greater one lives within us. Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. The sons of the prophets were building something in verse 5. But the one was felling a beam, and the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Master, for it was borrowed, look what happened. And the man of God said to him, where did it fall? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it into the, and the iron did swim. It's impossible for iron to swim to the top, but with God, nothing's impossible. If he gets involved with it, he anointed the axe head to do the backstroke to come to the top. Hallelujah. He can bring whatever's troubling you to the top, and he can cut it off. But he can do a miracle for you today if you just believe. Hallelujah. 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 And then the man of God was surrounded by the enemy, and his servant was getting very nervous. Hallelujah. In verse 15, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elijah said, Father, open up his eyes. And the servant saw all these angels around the enemy, surrounding them. Do you see that today? Hallelujah. One-third of the angels were cast down, but there's two-thirds left. Hallelujah. On our side. And we have Michael. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just so important you realize that the greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. And he has so much around you protection. Hallelujah. And in verse 18, Elisha prayed unto Yahweh and said, smite them with blindness. And they're all blind. And he led them right into his camp. Hallelujah. Then in verse 20 he said, Father, open up their eyes. Hallelujah. And he opened up their eyes and they saw it, and they knew they were in the midst of Samaria and knew they were in trouble. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha in verse 21, when he saw that, my father, shall I smite them? And he said, no, don't smite them. Set bread and water before them that they might eat and drink and go back to their master. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away. They went to the master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. Look what the father did, man. In the natural, they were outnumbered, but not in the supernatural. You may feel like you're outnumbered, and so many people on your job are against you. but the Father has them surrounded. And there's no way they can win against you unless you let them. Just believe that the greater one is inside of you and with you in this situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Boy, he's so powerful, and he showed up. And there was no more war because Elisha treated them kindly and sent them back. At least for a season, there's no war. Hallelujah. But then, verse 24, Ben-Hadad came and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine. Hallelujah. And he got and a king and people reading their own children. And he got angry at Elisha because Elisha had prophesied about the famine for 3.5 years. In verse 31, he said, God do so more to me if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. The king was really upset with him. But verse 32, Elisha sat in his house. He just sat still. He knew that his God was greater than what was coming against him. And God warned him what was coming against him. And the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. And before the messages came to him, he said to the elders, see how this murderer had sent to take away my head? When he comes, just hold him fast at the door. Hallelujah. In verse 33, and while he was talking with them, behold, the messenger came down to him. And he said, this evil is of Yahweh. What shall I wait for Yahweh any longer? They're ready to kill him, but God protected him. In chapter 7, verse 1, Elisha said, hear ye the word of Yahweh. Thus said Yahweh, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Hallelujah. I was telling somebody once that, hey, the Father's going to give you a miracle within 24 hours. She's having a problem on a job. The next day she went in, the person who was giving a problem was fired. God can do something in 24 hours for you. Hallelujah. And that famine was over. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I ask you to touch the people right now with your healing anointing, delivering them, setting them free, Father. Do miracles right now. Help them to turn their flesh over to you on a daily basis so you can mortify the deeds of the flesh and conform them into the image of Yeshua. Now, if they do that, move on them in a special way and give them miracle after miracle, Father, as they serve you. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677. My mailing address, if you want to make a tax-deductible gift, is New Life Revival, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on it. And I've written 3 books. The first one is called Seasons. It talks about the feasts that we thought were just for the Jews are really for us. And Jesus, Yeshua, has fulfilled every one of those feasts, with the exception of 3, which he fulfilled in his last days. Hallelujah. And I've written a book called Dune, which talks about the different months of the year on his calendar and how he wants to repeat things from the Word on those months. We have to be on his calendar. And example, the first of the year is Nisan 1, which is around March, April. It's so important. And also the different hours of the day when the Father moves the most. The certain hours in the day that he did certain things in the Bible, he wants to repeat them. And it's all in my book. It's just such a powerful book. And then my last book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see my books. You can download. Make sure you get the Noon second edition. It's got many more scriptures in there. And you download Noon and Demystifying Trinity right then and there at a reduced price. You can get all these books in quantity basis at a reduced price through me, for your prayer group or your church. Hallelujah. We just want to help you. And again, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he is in the world.